Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Brian Redband episode. I met Brian just in the hallway there at the Comedy Store hanging out with my brother. He approached me. We started talking. He seemed like a real cool guy. And then we booked him. And my favorite part of his interview was when he talked about coming up through the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, as well as filming and editing the infamous Carlos Mencia versus Joe Rogan video. So thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Welcome for the first time ever on the podcast, Death Squad's very own Brian Redband.
That was awesome, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, here. I got here. Put out your hand. I got put out. Yeah, sorry. There you go. Sorry. Yeah, we're living in weird times right now.
I'm the cleanest I've ever been, though.
You are. Give me an example. What have you been doing?
I've washed my hands probably 10 times today.
You have?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to do a little bit more, too.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's just like I was just at the gas station, and when he gave me my change, I'm like, oh, what? Now I have to wash my hands now.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. I was just in Covina, Walnut area. We went to Target out there. And like I was telling you outside, I was like, I want to get some soup. I want to get some bread. Went into the bread aisle. Every loaf of bread gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, what about soup? Went in the soup aisle. They bought everything. I couldn't even find a little crappy broken thing of chicken noodle.
Yeah, there was no eggs when I went last night. No milk.
Yeah.
There was no meat. Like, no spaghetti noodles. Like,
nope.
I wanted to get some ramen.
Good luck.
No ramen. No.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Oh, so what... I just did a vlog before you came. What is your fridge looking like? What do you got?
Well, I was pretty lucky because right before it went crazy, we had done one of those big shopping hauls where I'm like, why did I spend so much money, you know,
type
thing.
You go to Costco? Or like, what's the deal?
No, I just live next to a grocery store. And, you know, like maybe once a month, I'll get one of those like where it's like 12 bags, you know, where I just fill up.
Yeah. But you got water?
Yeah, I got water. I get water delivered to my house.
That's smart.
So I was lucky on that.
What about eggs?
I have 3 eggs left.
Yeah.
My problem is my girlfriend cooks every day for me, and she's Korean.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. we're basically family.
Yeah, that's exactly.
There you go.
But
she got kimchi on deck.
Oh, we got kimchi on deck.
You got the bottles of it.
We got the homemade kimchi, and we got the store-bought kimchi.
She can make you kimchi chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the stew. Did she make that for you?
She's made kimchi rice too.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, she makes all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very lucky with that. But no, so we're really stocked on pretty much everything. The only thing, and toilet paper have a bidet, so I don't really have to worry too much
about
that.
That thing's like gold. You can't find that.
Yeah.
You got your toilet paper? Found it?
Yeah. Well, I have a little bit because we have a bidet, so I don't really use it much.
Oh, you got a bidet?
Yeah.
The thing that squirts in your butt?
Yeah. And nowadays, they're so cheap, you can get one for like $30 on Amazon.
How does it work?
It just attaches to your toilet, and you take like the line that goes into your toilet, you unscrew that, and then screw it into that, and then that screws into that. It's like, it takes like 3 minutes.
How strong is the water pressure?
It's pretty strong.
Is it warm or cold?
You can get one that has heat. Mine has heat.
Yeah.
And
you can get warm.
Yeah. So
warm
it heats
spray
it up.
In your butthole?
Yeah. So and there's two different levels too. There's one that just kind of sprays and cleans, or there's ones that's like a laser that just shoots right up in your asshole.
It cleans your butt.
Yeah, and you just kind of sit there for a little extra long.
Dude, that's
feels
so
great.
Smart.
Yeah.
Does it feel good and satisfying?
Oh, it feels satisfying.
Yeah.
And the one
you
I have.
A picture of it? Like, I thought you were
showing me
a picture of the day.
I also have the heated seats, and it has all the good stuff.
It's like a five-star hotel where you live.
I went to Japan once, and
I've never been there. What was it like there? They got some stuff like that.
Well,
out there?
All their toilets have it. I didn't even see one toilet that didn't have it.
Oh, wow.
And I fell in love with that. I was like, I'm going to get this when I get back.
Because guess what? I went to Ralph's again, and because I use baby wipes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Can't find them
anywhere.
They're sold out.
But luckily, I do the Amazon where they ship you something like every month. And I do baby wipes.
Oh.
I create a baby wipe.
So you've been doing that?
Yeah. So I luckily had just gotten a new refill right before it all went crazy.
So what's your stock looking like? How much you got? How many baby wipes you got?
I got about 6 packs left. And good. About
with Pampers or what do you got? Huggies? What do you got?
No, it's the Charnel, the one with the C.
Okay.
The blue ones.
Oh, the blue ones.
Yeah. Cottonelle.
Yeah.
Cottonelle, that's what it is.
And then what kind of scent? You got the cucumber?
No. Is there scented ones?
Oh, yeah. I got the cucumber.
You got the cucumber?
I got the cucumber. Yeah, I love it.
No, I don't got the cucumber.
Yeah.
I need to try that out.
You know what? Since we're in dire times right now, I was thinking about maybe taking paper towels and wetting them.
Yeah, you just
you
don't
know
flush,
when I'm taking
just don't flush
when
them.
I take a shit.
Yeah,
because my baby wipes is running low.
Yeah,
so I was thinking, well, maybe I could just. I mean, I'm trying to be in.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to have a poop bag. You know what I mean? Like, because you can't flush those paper towels.
Oh yeah, they clog up the pipes.
Right, so you'd have to have like a little poop bag.
Roto-Rooter has to come here and snake it out.
Yeah.
Damn. So, what are your thoughts on? I mean, what are your thoughts on like what coronavirus and what's like what's happening?
Well, at first I didn't care at all, and I still don't care.
Kind of
like if I get it
for a while, yeah,
like I feel like oh no, I got it. Like,
yeah.
From what I've been reading, it seems like you know our age group and stuff like that. I think you're the same age as me.
Yeah. You born in the 70s?
74. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh yeah.
Well,
August 4th.
You're 20. Yeah. You got a couple days on me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're the same age.
You're a Leo?
Yep.
Okay, I'm on the Virgo side, but same month.
Oh, wow.
On the tail end.
So you're the
on the tail end.
Tail end, okay.
Yeah. 25th.
Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I'm not too worried about getting it. But
That's so crazy. That kind of boggled my mind. I didn't know we were the exact same age.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
I knew we were close.
Yeah, we're close. Yeah, you know, we're alive.
Yeah, yeah.
So you graduated in 92 or 93?
93.
Me
I was
too.
Supposed to graduate in 92, but
me
I
too.
Held back.
Oh, me too.
In third grade.
I got held back. Like kindergarten, first, second,
yeah,
or something.
My parents got divorced, and they were like,
yeah,
you know what?
Too,
they're switching. You're switching school districts, and your parents got divorced. We don't even know anyone that's ever got divorced before back then.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna hold you back to be safe.
So we grew up around Intellivision, ColecoVision,
and Pong,
all of that.
Yeah,
Pong,
all of
that.
That.
Yeah. Now it's like Oculus.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Oh my God. So I'm sorry. I lost track because I have the fear energy. Like I tried to be cool about it. I was self quarantining myself. I didn't leave once yesterday, but today I'm like, you know what? I gotta get at least see if they have baby wipes. And I don't know if because I'm Asian, but like, good luck coughing or sneezing.
Oh,
because they look at you like you're about to blow the place up. Like if you blow your nose, they're like.
Yeah.
The paranoid, dude.
Yeah. And it's weird because even though I have an Asian girlfriend, we were at the grocery store the other day, and behind us, you heard this woman coughing like crazy. We turn around. It was an old, she looked like a Chinese lady. And all of us, even my Asian girlfriend, was like, ah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a zombie movie.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Like
it
28,
is.
You like those 28 movies?
Days 28
later. Days
yeah,
later.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just saw Contagion. Have you seen Contagion?
No, I haven't seen that. Is it good?
Yeah, it's scary, man. It's scary. Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt Damon. Yeah, it's scary. It's scary.
I kind of like this staying inside, though, because I'm like you. I wake up at like probably
well,
like
hermit,
3
so
or 4 a day.
Oh, you're like me in that sense?
100%, dude. 100%.
So what time do you sleep?
Me and my girl probably both fall asleep around 6 or 7 a.m. every night, and then
well,
probably
you're like
wake
me.
Yeah.
You're like exactly like me.
Yeah.
How did you know that about me?
I think I heard it on a podcast or something like that
you know,
before.
I get a lot of crap over that.
Yeah, I do too.
People
but,
trying to
but
reset my...
When you're in our life, though, you don't have to follow the same rules as everybody.
You know, like, I kind of blame my brother because growing up, you know, like, before he did comedy in Poway, he would, back then it was Blockbuster Video. But do you remember Hollywood Shuffle in these movies?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Robert Townsend's. He would be like, hey, man, stay up with me. Let's watch this. And then remember back then HBO was even bigger, like, you know. So he'd be like, oh, this, you have to stay. So he'd like make me stay up with him.
Same.
And through that, I'm like, oh, I guess I'm this guy now.
Yeah,
and
my whole life, even when I was in like middle school,
you stayed
high school,
up. You stayed up.
I would stay up and watch Johnny Carson, David Letterman. I would go to bed at like 3 or 4.
Do you remember In Living Color?
In Living Color?
Yeah.
Fly Girls?
Yeah, Fly Girls, yeah. I worked at the Tempe Improv in the 90s.
Oh, you did? Wow.
And I got fired there, too.
Did you work when Adam Egget worked there?
No, I was the manager. You mean Adam from the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
No, the guy that fired me, his name was Neil.
Neil. It wasn't the owner that was the
No,
AA
he was
guy.
The manager. No, this guy, Neil, was a manager, and he happened to be banging one of the waitresses, and I got into it with her about Super Nachos. They wanted no green onions, and I just told her, can you put the order in correctly, and she threw a hissy fit, and then next thing you know, they're telling me to clear out my locker.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, that was probably a good thing.
Yeah.
That place was
I don't know why I brought that up. Why did I bring up the Tempe Improv? My mind's just all over the place. I was no...
You've been through a lot of jobs, though.
Yo, yeah. So I worked at P.F. Chang's on Mill Avenue there. When Santino was here, I didn't know this. My brother never told me his background. He's actually a Sun Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then Brody. Rest in peace, Brody. But I didn't know that. I was spent many years on that campus.
Right.
And so I've had a lot of crappy jobs there. I even got an on-campus job at the Hayden Library. I was lugging around a book cart in the basement. That was actually good for people like us because we didn't have to deal with anybody. I'm not good with, you know, I'm not good in the workplace, especially food.
I remember Bobby would always get you a job. I remember a long time ago, Bobby had that show before he met his girl. Where it was just him in like a white background.
Yeah.
I forget what it was called. But he was
talking
with Bobby.
Yeah,
I love that show.
Yeah, that was fun. That was when Maker Studios was around.
Yeah. But I remember he used to get you jobs. He got you a job.
He got Sushi Dan's.
That's right, Sushi Dan's.
That was a horrible job.
And that's where Joey Diaz's place. He always talks about
that
place.
Did he work there?
I don't think so.
That's
no.
a different thing working there. I would be hit with the lunch rush. And going back to the Korean mentality, the head sushi guy was from Korea, not, you know, like, you know, from, you know, his whole, the way he communicated to me was a little different. Like, he's like, yashikya, you go, that table, you know, like the way he talked to me was like kind of condescending.
Yeah.
And so I go, dude, this is America, bro. You can't talk to me like that, you know? And then we almost got into it a couple times, and I got to a point where, like, I smoked cigarettes back then, too, and I couldn't even, like, have my smoke breaks out front. Not only that, the manager, the lady was Korean.
Oh, gosh.
Old school, like, from Seoul. And she'd go, yeah, you go, tambe, you know, you have to there's so many rules. I'm like, dude, this is already a shitty situation.
Right.
So I got to a point where I'm like, fuck this. I'm just going to drink all this miso soup. I like, I put, that was my thing is like working at food place. I would just put miso soup in the paper cup and drink it like soda.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So I worked at IHOP, IHOP graveyard shift in Tempe.
Ugh.
Off Apache Boulevard.
That must have been horrible.
Did you work some jobs too that you didn't like in the past?
I mean, all my jobs.
Where are you originally from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, you're from Ohio.
Yeah, okay. But I used to work at a lot of movie theaters growing up, mm-hmm. which was great. I loved working at movie theaters. That was fun and easy. Mm-hmm. But then when I started waiting tables a lot, I went through those jobs really fast.
Yeah,
I hated off like bosses. People telling me what to do.
Me too. I hated that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I still have problems with that, nowadays.
That's why this... I have to thank you, too, because, man, you're one of the OGs, you and Joe Rogan. I mean, didn't you started all what we're doing now? When did you start doing this thing?
Well, me and Rogan started his podcast probably like, I don't know, it's been like 11 years, something like that. It's been a while. So
I remember you guys were one of the first dudes to even do this type of thing.
Yeah, definitely in the comedy world.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that many comedians doing it. I think Mark Maron maybe was doing it.
Yeah.
Or Adam Carolla.
It's weird because, going back to my point is like all the shitty jobs I've worked in the past, at least this is like, this is my, no one can tell me nothing.
And it's exactly right. And that's perfect.
I can talk about whatever I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I could do
wake up whenever you want to wake up.
Yeah. I just have to edit, but I can edit at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
As long as I get it done, absolutely. I edit right there.
Yep.
I have Adobe Premiere. I do it all. But I have to thank you guys because I still watch, I'm a fan of all of that. I made a fool out of myself meeting him a few times.
it's because, easy to do.
my brother just reminded me when I first, I don't drink anymore, but when I heavily, was drinking, I don't remember this night, but I was at the Comedy Store. And I don't know why I said this to him, but I demanded UFC tickets.
Oh, fuck.
He doesn't remember. Yeah, he probably doesn't remember because, a lot of people probably hit him up every time they see him. But I said, yo, what's up with those tickets, man? Like even my approach was like weird and not friendly. It was like, hey, man, yo, can you hook it up, man? What's up with the ticket? It was so.
Did he know who you were?
No, I don't think he even knew who I was. I just assumed that maybe he knew I was Bobby's brother, but it was really unnecessary, uncalled for.
Why did you stop drinking? Because of the reasons like this?
Oh, no. There's a way more demoralizing. I mean, there was a point where I was picking up girls just off Hollywood Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, when you start sleeping with homeless people.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Like I would meet homeless people, like a gothic chick who was literally like communicating to the Church of Satan in her mind.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it was a bad, bad. I was making bad choices. Yeah,
that's what my girlfriend goes.
Does she know a lot about?
She was a huge fan of DVDA and all that. And
that's how I even got into this game.
Yeah. And I think that's the first thing she goes. He goes, oh yeah, he used to sleep with homeless people. And I'm like, what?
Whoa. I guess it's out there. I've been happily in a relationship. I mean, that's even a miracle that I've been in a committed relationship for going on 4 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, and she knows about all that.
That's good. Yeah, me too. I'm very lucky.
Because I don't have, I'm no saint.
Yeah.
I have some dirt.
Yeah.
I have some dirt back there.
I'm very lucky also with that because my girl was a fan of podcasts, fan of Rogan's. And so she heard like every podcast I've ever done. And then we met. So she already knew all of the shit I've talked about for like 5 years.
She had that.
Yeah. So she already knew
just
it coming
logged.
In. So she has no surprises anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Let's take it back. You probably have already talked about how did you meet Joe? How did you even start the Death Squad, like, how did that all begin?
I'll give you a quick version of it.
Yeah.
So when I was living in Ohio, as a side job, I was just a fan of comedy, Doug Stanhope, Joe Rogan. Mm-hmm. And I would, this was like when YouTube wasn't a thing, when internet first was getting hot.
What year?
I'd probably say 18 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And I was really good at taking video and compressing it really small so you could put it on your website because there was no YouTube.
Before like editing programs and all that.
Very, very beginning, like Premiere One. And,
you had Premiere One.
Yeah, Flash One, Premiere One,
whoa,
Shockwave, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I would film, I'd go to shows like Doug's stand-up shows and I'd film it and make videos for him and stuff. And then Rogan was like, hey, you know, you should come start coming to my shows and do it for me. Started doing that. He loved it. Then one day he just called me up and he's like, you want to work for me full time? So I moved out to L.A.
Well, he offered you a job.
Yeah, he offered me a job.
To be the tech guy.
Yeah, to pretty much film him all the time. And, you know, so then I moved out here. Started filming and made the Joe versus Carlos Mencia video from a long time ago that Bobby hates me for. But
You made that?
Yeah, I made that.
Wait, you made that?
Made that, and yeah, and Bobby hasn't liked me since. But
because that video has generated so much, I mean, millions of views.
Yeah, yeah.
And it basically, I don't know, I don't want to. It's weird because I just saw Carlos. He was on a podcast. I don't know what the name of it is, but, you know, there's a lot of history.
Right.
And, God, yeah. I mean, that's crazy how it's crazy how one video could have that impact.
Well, you know, I guess, you know, I didn't know much about it when I made it. Other than that, I had heard from so many people.
Did you do the music?
I put that in there, yeah. I pretty much went home, filmed it, went home, edited it till like 8 in the morning. All night long, just put it together, mix stuff up, put
Joe
music
told
in that.
You to do that?
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, well, that's what my job was.
How did you know that was the night it was going to go down?
I didn't know it was going to go down.
So just organically just happened?
Yeah, anytime Joe was at the Comedy Store, I would have cameras. And I would film Joe.
What kind of camera did you have? Like one of them? Like one of these things?
Yeah, back then I had a few of those. And then I started having smaller cameras because they told me I wasn't allowed to bring bigger cameras in there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the night I filmed that, I had just happened to have like two cameras on me and an old cell phone that did video. It was like an old Motorola E815. I forget. It was like one of the first video.
Oh, I know which. Yeah. I know what footage you use that for at the very end. Outside when you had Steve Renazzisi, yep. And then everyone was outside.
Yeah, because my batteries were all dead, and I was like, "Oh, my cell phone." Has
yeah,
this
then
camera.
You. But right. Then you. Oh, that's so brilliant because you use your resources to because that added to the video.
Right, yeah,
because it had the testimonials and everything. So you're thinking on the fly.
Yeah, I was like, whatever I can get to do this. And then I went, you know, edited it the whole night, uploaded it to YouTube, and then went to sleep, woke up, and it had like 2 million views already. I'm like, what? And I had like phone calls. Like, people were trying to interview me on the news. I did Adam Carolla the next
day. Wait, the news?
Yeah.
The media contacted
me. Adam Carolla had me on his show like the next day.
Oh, my God.
And what's funny is I had a whole another video I was going to, like, I just edited that as quick as possible. And then I had, like, this other video I was going to edit because I had a whole bunch more footage I didn't use.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Carlos was like, I'm going to sue you, and put out his lawyers after me. So I never put the other second half out. So.
Oh, they sent you a letter.
Oh, yeah.
Cease and desist.
And then they started taking down all my videos from YouTube. Like, his lawyers were pulling my videos.
Oh, they're demonetizing
YouTube.
You?
Yeah.
How did they have
back
power?
Then they didn't have demonetizing, but they were saying that because I used footage of, like, when I was doing the proof, like, here's Carlos on this video.
Oh my God.
They were like, you know, that's copyright or whatever. And so then I was like, well, it's already out there. It's already been re-uploaded to MySpace and all the other places. I'll just let it go. So I never touched it again.
God, I had no idea you're the one that did. You did that.
Yeah. I feel bad.
I mean, don't you? You must feel a little bad.
Well, I feel a little bad just because of how much damage it did to.
It destroyed.
I wish there was a better way, though, because I think so many comics, and even in the video, we talk about George Lopez going up and, you know, and it wasn't getting through to him because he kept on, you know, doing it.
Right.
And then Bobby was upset at me because I had filmed him in it and put him in
That's right. You caught him, you know, the OR door, and he goes, and he had the bag of groceries, and that actually grew, that even escalated further because he had to apologize for that, like, later down the line.
Yeah, and there was that Asian video I put So I made this video long, and this is the thing that I think Bobby is so weird with me. He's nice to me, but you could tell he still hates me or something. But he made this video. We made this video a long time ago where Bobby was talking about, I don't even want to say it because I don't want him to get in trouble for it again.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He's the hierarchy of Asians. Remember that?
Right.
And then he got mad at me. Like a year later, he got in trouble for it. And then he got mad at me because I made it. I was like, wait, it's been up for a year. You were the one.
Oh, my.
You
yeah.
knew I was filming. You had a yeah. camera in front of you.
It's such a scary world as far as like that type of stuff. Even like what Ari's did with the, I mean, that one thing that, but he did that to himself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was.
Have you talked to him since the aftermath of what he did?
I told him to move to Japan.
He's in Japan?
No, I told him to move to Japan.
Yeah, because.
Well, see, the problem with that was, and because that was not even funny. Like
it was not funny at all.
No, there was no joke
and
in
not
it.
Only that, Kobe is beloved by.
Yeah. I love Kobe.
Blacks,
I mean,
Asians, Hispanics, everyone. And Kobe brought the whole city together.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say that, man. Right. When you got DJ Quick coming after you, you got a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Because I was paying attention. I'm like, oh, DJ Quick's after him now. Yeah. Oh, okay. This is. Yeah. And then, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was
when
not
you got gang, man. You know what I mean? When you got, like,
green
bangers.
Lit or whatever.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he got lit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Is he okay? I mean,
last I heard, he was okay. I think he's still kind of, you know, hiding out a little. But
yeah, do you think that comedians like? I always wondered this. Is there a certain sociopathic or like a loose screw as far as like doing stuff like that where they're not?
Well, I think
you know what I'm saying. They're not aware. They're not. The empathy's gone.
Right.
That's why I didn't like about a lot. You know, I'm not going to mention. You know. Examples, but
right.
I see it a lot in this world of podcasting where people just say things and they don't think about the implications of how that might make someone else feel, and you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I mean, I think certain comics do things like that more than others. Like, I'm not one of those people that usually do
yeah.
But,
I wasn't saying you were.
But I think some people who do it, I kind of understand just because there's a joke behind it.
Yeah.
But and then it's like, okay, was that joke worth coming across like an asshole or somebody that's dead inside,
right,
you know?
Right, right, right.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Then other times it's like, well, you know, I think like what Ari did is just totally not even a comedian thing. I think that was just
it was out of pocket. Yeah, he was just, totally out of line with that, man. I got obsessed by it, like looking at Godfrey's, you know, response, and I'm like, okay, this is not good for him.
No,
like,
I mean, that's
how was Joe's kind of advice? Because I know they're close. Like, what was his?
You
response?
Know, I haven't really talked to Joe much about it, but I'm pretty sure that Joe's like, what the fuck, Ari?
You like,
know, same thing.
Yeah.
I think anyone with that saw that is like, what the fuck? You can't defend that, you know.
There's something even more damaging about doing a video.
Yeah, and that smirk he was doing when he
was. Yeah, it was.
Just, everything was bad about it.
Yeah, yeah. So he, God, I mean, that's another example of doing a thing,
right.
And having like this response of like, okay, well, these shows are canceled. You know, this agency doesn't want to work with you anymore.
And that's one thing that when we made the Mencia video, that happened to Rogan. Like, his agents dropped him.
Stuff like that. Oh, because Carlos was popping at the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
he was
like,
popping.
Was banned from the comedy store. Like, we stopped going to the comedy store for like 7 years after that.
What?
Yeah, because they chose Carlos over.
Oh, and his agent, Gersh, dropped him.
Yeah.
The agencies dropped him. How did he maintain throughout that time period?
Well, we just started going to the improv.
Right.
I think the comedy store, you know, it was also, you know, there's so much drama that around that too. You know, it's because like.
Do you like hanging out there? I mean,
I love hanging out at the comedy store. Now.
Okay.
Now it's just because I don't really I'm guessing you, like, I'm not a guy that likes going to bars. I don't like talking to people, you know. But the comedy store is like, hey, I feel like I'm with all these comics. It's like, I feel like I'm in high school, kind of.
Right.
And I could hang out there even if I'm not doing. Damn it,
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Fuck that. I'll get it later.
Okay.
It's like being in high school to me. It's comfortable to me.
Yeah.
And
that's how I got you to come here.
Yeah.
I don't usually go there.
Yeah.
But then I was like, really kind of like, I was shook because I was in the hallway and it was like the heavy hitters, you know, were there, like
mm-hmm.
Whitney and Joe,
right.
Mark Maron. And then I was just like kind of frozen, like in limbo. And I'm like, oh, in my mind, I'm like, I shouldn't be. What am I doing in this hallway? Because I just want to look at my brother's set time. And then you walked up and like, really, thank you for doing that, because you're like the antithesis of that. You're like, hey, what's up? You're like, hey, man, what's up? And I'm like, oh, hey. And you actually talked to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Opa.
So I thank you for that. Yeah, that made me feel good. You and just a few others I feel comfortable with. You, Kevin Christie, I feel comfortable with, and Fahim. Those are the only.
I love Fahim. Yeah, I love both those guys.
Yeah, there's only a handful where I'm like, okay, I could talk to them. Right. And they're just normal, like kind of.
Jeremiah, too.
Oh, yeah, obviously Jeremiah. And the. So let's keep going on your trajectory. So you linked up with Joe, you flew out here, and then when did the Joe Rogan experience? Were you.
So then after the Mencia thing, I was doing a lot of video stuff. So I would. Follow Joe to different cities like Tempe Improv and stuff, film a bunch of stuff, then edit it down to like a 15-minute show. Mm-hmm. I used to call it the Joe Show. Mm-hmm. And then, but after a while, it was so much video. Like, I would come home every weekend with 20 mini DV tapes.
Oh, I remember those.
I would have crates of it, and I would be like, I got to edit all these and make some kind of story about something. Because it wasn't like shit happened all the time. It was just like more like, all right, I need to make a story out of all this footage.
So how did you do? What were your editing techniques back then? Like
back
how
then,
did you
smoke a bunch of weed and just try to think of something like, all right, I'm gonna make this one about we met this handicapped guy and we're gonna have like the whole weekend and we lead up to this handicapped guy.
So you're kind of like a producer as well, because you had to think of these things.
Yeah,
you're writing these concepts,
right?
And then you would stockpile the footage. You're like, all right, I'm gonna get this. And get the footage.
And back then, it wasn't like just put the memory card in the computer. It's like you had to press play and send it to the computer and make it, remember, like with the mini DV tape. And so I was so sick of editing video and doing this because it was just stressing me out. It was so much work. I was like, I need to find something I could get Joe Rogan to the mass.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
is easier now. So that's when we started going, what if we do live streaming? Like, we could just do like a live video. He can answer questions.
You came up with that?
Well, I mean, just having him do that. No, having him do that.
Yeah.
Like we, what we do is,
you can do that on YouTube Live now.
Yeah. It used to be back then. It used to be Justin TV. Yeah. I don't know if you remember Justin TV. We used to do Justin TV. Mm-hmm. I would open up the laptop in the green room.
I don't remember that. I mean, that was. Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
And so that's what he started doing?
So we started doing that. Then Joe was like, well, let's start doing this at my house. And so we started going to his house and doing Ustreams, which is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then after like the third episode, people were like, you should take the audio from this and make it a podcast, because I think a lot of people would like to just listen to this. And I'm like, all right, I'll start doing
it. So a fan said that?
Yeah, a lot of people said that, you know?
And this is before it was a thing.
Right. Before we weren't even thinking of podcasts. We were thinking more of video shows.
Right.
And so
year was this?
This is like 11 years ago, 10 years ago, 10, let's hire 11 years. And then then we started doing that. And then every week we would like improve, like, you know, let's buy better mics. Let's buy better webcams. And then just kept on building to where I'm like, let's get a soundboard. Let's get, you know,
I need
to learn how to use this mixer now. And
so what are the main things that, like, because I'm sure people are watching this, they might want to start their own podcast. Like, what are the main things that, like, kept, like advice, like, to give people
wanting
to start something?
If you want to start a podcast, my main thing, I tell everyone this, instead of going out and spending a couple $100 on mics and stuff like that, start off with your iPhone. You know, sit there in a quiet room, interview somebody, put the iPhone in between you, put it up, make it sit, put it up. Now do it for a couple weeks. If you keep on doing it, then treat yourself to like a little MP3 recorder, like a Zoom H6 or whatever.
I
just know so many people that go out, they buy the H6, they buy the mics, they buy everything, they do two podcasts, and they never touch it again.
So consistency. Was Joe doing it every week?
We were doing it every week, then it started becoming two times a week, and then later.
Two times a week?
Yeah. Then it started becoming.
When did it start blowing? When did it start like blowing
up? I'd
probably
say after about episode 50 to 50, 75, we were getting every week like 100,000 more. You know, it was just.
Dang.
It was going fast.
That's
quick.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So when did the, I hate to ask this, when did the money start coming in?
Well, I'm salaried.
Okay. All right. We'll get that. So, that's fine.
I still work for Joe as salary.
Okay, that's
so
cool.
So I never got any of that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I get. I think I have like whatever was it shares of you know, I don't know, even all the 401s.
Yeah.
Profit sharing. I got.
Oh,
all,
that's crazy.
So I got all that. You know.
That's crazy. But yeah.
You know, luckily.
So his crew. I'm just guessing. His crew's small, right? Like the cats that he trusts. Because you were there from the beginning.
Yeah, it used to be just me and him.
Yeah.
And then we hired Jamie. Because what happens then after like...
Oh, yeah, I want to know about Jamie. Yeah, how did he find Jamie?
I don't actually know how he found Jamie. Because he found...
I know Jamie's voice.
He found somebody that sounds like
me. I just don't know what
me.
He looks like.
Yeah, he found somebody that sounds like me and is from Ohio. So.
Oh, he's from... Well, Jamie's from Ohio, too?
Yeah, it's Columbus also.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Well, how did he find...
I don't know.
Maybe it was one of those same type of things where he was like, hey, won't you come out here and see
maybe.
If it works out?
I have no idea. I actually have never asked him that.
I'm curious. What does Jamie do? Because I just hear him talking. Yeah, I hear him talking.
So what happened is that after like 400 episodes or something like that, I go to Joe and I'm like, you know what? I want to make a podcast network so that I can make a bunch of podcasts. So I can make a podcast for Ari. I want to make a podcast for Tom Segura. I want to make a podcast.
Maybe Duncan.
I didn't do Duncan, but a lot of people. Like
people
Joey
like
Diaz
that. Right.
So then I started making all these podcasts, called it the Death Squad Podcast
there
Network.
There you go. It's coming around.
Started Your Mom's House, started you know, all that stuff. And then that got started blowing up. And then Joe hired Jamie to help me out. So pretty much I trained Jamie how to do everything I did.
You trained Jamie?
Yeah. And then,
give me some examples of how to work the
like
Zoom,
how to make the mixers, how to you know do like I think he already had
how
like
to edit. Does he edit?
Yeah. So I don't know if he. I think he already knew how to do a lot of it.
Yeah.
I think he just needed to know how we did it. You know.
Yeah. Do you think Jamie would come on here?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't even know.
Yeah.
What he looks
He's
like.
He's so freaking busy, but yeah.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
No,
and that's why we hired. Why Joe hired Jamie was because of the Death Squad stuff. I was working, you know, Joe's podcast 3 or 4 times a week and then doing 7 other podcasts.
How did you have the time to do that?
I didn't. It killed all my relationships.
Yeah.
I literally was doing 2 or 3 podcasts every day.
How did you edit that much? Do you have like a whole room of just different computers?
It was a nightmare. I pretty much worked all day and worked all night and slept barely at all.
Yeah.
And it was... It burnt me out. About 4 years ago, I got so burnt out, I just stopped all podcasts.
You did?
Yeah. And then
How many were you doing before you stopped?
I think I was up to maybe 9 or 10 podcasts, different podcasts every week.
What the hell?
And then Joe's podcast.
Yeah.
And I was editing all of them. I was filming all of them and on all of them. Then I just stopped and I only focused all my time on Kill Tony. And I said, you know what?
Did you start that up as well?
Yeah.
You came up with the Kill Tony
concept? Me and Tony both did.
Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So,
by the way, that was a weird experience when I went.
Yeah, you were on.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know when to talk. And I kept, you were like sitting there. Like it was just a weird, I didn't know.
Did you have fun on it?
I did have fun on it. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
So what happened is I used to do a podcast called The Secret Show.
Yeah.
And it was with a co-host that drank a lot. And then after a while, he just was too drunk all the time. So I stopped doing it. And I had a spot every Monday at the Comedy Store. And I was like, I need to find a new idea or new thing to do on that Monday because I have this spot every week.
And you had the room.
That room, right.
Okay.
And then Tony came up to me and goes, I have this idea for a podcast. And I was like, all right, let's do it, but it's going to be 50-50. Like all the other ones, I'm like, I'm going to help you out. And then they were like, well, we're going to start doing it on your own. I'm like, well, good luck and
have
fun. Even though I wish I had a profit of, you know, Tom Segura.
Right.
But so me and Tony from the start just both had, like, he had ideas, I had ideas. You know, I had, like, the idea for the cat and the meow and all that stuff. And, you know, and so we worked together. And the show that you see today is – like all of us just from years just tweaking little ideas and
it's a great concept.
Yeah,
man.
Now
that's a great concept.
Up.
I mean, when did the band think of the band as well?
No, we originally
that came later.
We originally had a guy dressed up one of these Hollywood Boulevard guys and he was dressed up as Iron Man. He had this $5,000 Iron Man suit. It looked like the real Iron Man.
Oh, dang.
You know, with the lights in the hands and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was our security guard. And so we would have, instead of the band, we would have him just stand on the side and comment here and there. Mm-hmm, and then he was a crazy person, though. So we ended up getting rid of him. And then we started bringing in, like, Pat Reagan and Jeremiah and Joel. And then we started having a band. And then that's grown... You know, now
yeah, didn't Don Barris have a similar show in the OR? What was that called?
Yeah, the Ding Dong
Show. Oh, the Ding Dong Show. That's it's a little...
That's still going on.
Oh, that's still going on? Yeah. Describe to the viewers and listeners what that was.
The Ding Dong Show
is Don Barris.
Don Barris, and he has a cast of freaks, I guess you would call them, or interesting people. And he's been doing...
Homeless
it
for, people as well?
Yeah. I mean, just all kinds of people, like... Yeah. You know, and he does that every Sunday. He's been, I think it's the longest running show at the Comedy Store.
That's crazy. And that's his baby.
Yeah, and that's his baby. And I used to do that as a podcast. I think I did 40 episodes
of
that.
You're doing all of them. What the
heck? I did, used to do Brody's podcast. I used to do Brody and Esther and Brody Stevens Experiment.
No, when you did it, like, were you the producer? Did you film it? Did you edit it? Did you come up with the guests? Like,
producer, a lot of times came up the guests, edited. I was usually also on the podcast, like a co-host type kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was the original. Like, if you listen to Your Mom's House, they have a guy. That's I think his name's Green Band or something like I forget what they call him, but that's a playoff me because I used to be like on the side,
right,
kind of.
And dude, it's okay. So, what are your thoughts since you've been there from the conception? What are your thoughts now? How like everyone and their grandmother has a podcast? Like, is it a good time to start a podcast? Like,
it's the worst time ever to start a podcast. Honestly,
because it's almost oversaturated.
It's oversaturated. And honestly, nowadays, I would recommend more of making a YouTube show.
Wait. What do you mean? Hold up. I like that.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, instead, like, all right, some of my favorite things. I just recently got into YouTube because...
Well, really?
Yeah. I mean, I used to watch YouTube, but I never watch YouTube shows.
Right.
And, like, my girlfriend, she's way younger. She's 20 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And she likes mine, too. Really?
That's...
Is she Asian?
Well, she's Filipino. Yeah, she's Asian.
Cool.
Yeah.
But she showed me this Parallel Lives. She showed me this show called Good Mythical Morning, and I fell in love with it. And I watched every single episode in like 1 month. And as an example, this show is so easy to do.
What's it about? Give us the concept.
It's every morning or every day, whatever, they have a show. And it's different every day. But like as an example, they're going to blindfold themselves and taste 10 different cheeseburgers from 10 different fast food places, and they're going to rank them. You know, just fun little easy to digest stuff.
Yeah.
Nowadays, if you, instead of doing a podcast, do stuff like that, you know, like think of like, it's so fun to watch for some reason. Like I get sucked into that shit. Like, I'm like, I wonder who's going to win, Wendy's, McDonald's, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Or like they're going to do a spicy noodle challenge where they eat the spicy
noodle.
Or any of that stuff. Like, but the biggest thing is consistency, because even if no one's watching it, if you do it, let's say, 3 times a week for a year, you are definitely going to have people watching it.
Yeah, my YouTube's like, I'm not at 100,000 yet, but I could see, like, you know, because I've been consistent for, what, 3 years now. Mm-hmm. I haven't missed a week. But the only problem is when I think of other ideas like vlogs, or I have a P.O. Box video, or Stevie on the Streety, it's like I notice that because people's attention spans are like that. They're like, they might tune into the first two, but then I notice that the views kind of eventually trickle down. And, you know, so that's the only problem is like thinking of the next thing.
Right. Yeah.
Because now we're in a time where people are like, okay, cool, next.
Right.
Okay,
that's another thing.
Oh, like, I saw that net last week. You got something new? Where's the new? And it's like, because I want to do something like that. Because I love Mr. Rogers, and I like, you know, Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
I want to do something. I don't have the space for it, but if I had something like that, I would like to do like a puppet show or I could use music more and then do puppets and then do something else.
I've always wanted to do a puppet, like a manic, like a
but it's like, well, who has the space for that, right? And will they lose interest? And
well, that's why you just got to mix it up. One week you have a little puppet, one week you have a little something else.
What are some other pieces of advice, like as far as like how do you like coming up with new ideas and taking chances, like And like what advice do you have to some people who are trying to like do content?
Content, you know? Well, I mean, probably the easiest way to do it is find out what's hot and popular right now and just
what's trending.
It. Yeah, what's trending, you know, like...
Like the coronavirus is happening.
Yeah.
Like, so I've seen all the Asian, the big people, you know, they're doing like the toilet paper. Hey, you got it.
Right, right.
You got the crack.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm down with that kind of stuff.
But I
yeah,
see
yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah,
trend
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, right. But yeah, whatever's hot and popular, try to get into. A lot of, you know, I used to do tech reviews for a long time. Where
Wait,
I would
say
just
that again?
Tech reviews. Where I would just unbox. It? What I would do is I'd pick something I really wanted. I used to want cameras a lot, you know, so I'd buy a Sony camera.
Yeah.
And I would do an unboxing video where I would just show everything, like pull it out, what comes with the camera. Look, it comes with instructions. And,
yeah.
And just show
like
it
off
again.
Amazon
yeah,
or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And then link it to the Amazon, right?
Oh,
and then so many
yeah.
people would watch that video and then click on that link that it paid for the camera. And so then I'm like, what else do I want? I want a laptop.
Oh,
because
you're Amazon, you're Amazon affiliate.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and so
I used to
get all my stuff doing that just by doing unboxing That's videos smart. And reviews. I would like use it for a week and then have an unboxing video. Then I would have a review of it and would end up paying for everything
That's
I wanted.
Endless.
Yeah, endless.
Wow.
I was making at one point so much money doing that. That Amazon shut off my account because I was making too much money doing it.
Like how much were you making?
I was making. One month, I'd probably say I made maybe like $10,000 doing it. And it was just unboxing videos and reviews. And then, that's when it started, Amazon took it away. Because I think I was making too much money. And I think that's the problem with Amazon, or it used to be.
Dude,
I think
you're blowing my mind.
That they don't want people to make that much money, you know?
Doing that.
Yeah.
So how come you stopped doing that?
Because they took my account away. And they ended up giving it to me back like a couple years later. And because it was so funny because
who was paying you? Amazon had to pay you.
Yeah, Amazon had to pay me. And I think I was making too much money.
Oh, because the people were linking and then using your promo code.
Promo code.
And then it's like,
I was one of the first people to be like, hey, go to my website and click on my Amazon link. You know, everyone does that.
Yeah.
I was one of the first people that did that.
So you were one of the first to do a lot of these things.
Yeah.
How'd you even come up with that idea?
Because I knew that they had it, and I just don't think anyone put the two together like, oh, I could use this for I have so many podcast listeners. I could just direct the podcast listeners to click on that link. I think
in your description.
Yeah.
In your YouTube description?
YouTube and on websites and everything like that. So, like, dude. I would review the video, and then on the YouTube, underneath
look,
the YouTube.
Look, my guy's taking notes as you're talking. I'm trying to pick your brain, man. You got some good ideas.
Yeah,
let's hear some other ones, too.
Let's see. What else?
Could you do that with movie reviews or something?
If the movie's out on Blu-ray or something. But nowadays.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, no, probably the best thing is... is like electronics and tech.
Especially
if you get into one certain niche. Like if you're only reviewing video games, or you're only reviewing cameras, or you're only reviewing TVs.
Mm-hmm. What are the other aspects? Because I'm trying to wrap my brain around it. Because like, you know, I have like a new crew, you know, this guy. And I'm thinking like, okay, like how do I optimize? Because, you know, I have my thing going through Audio Boom, but they're going through a transition right now. How do you optimize making money off a podcast? Like
if you have a certain amount of numbers, you can probably go to a lot of these places and go, hey, I have this podcast. I get this many numbers.
Yeah, mine's all over the place. It might be 2,000 and then 100,000. You know, it's like so all over the
place. Yeah, but if you just show them your numbers, a lot of them might be like, well, your average is 50,000.
Right, right.
You know? And that's where the money starts coming in, when you got people like going, all right, we want you to do ZipRecruiter this week. We want you to do this week.
Who's they? Who do you hit up like these?
These marketing companies. Like if you...
Is that through mid-roll or like...
No, it's usually at the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that your podcast, in the middle of the podcast, out of nowhere, it would just go into a commercial. Like, I hate that so much.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so sorry. I have to slate it because I have to time stamp it for my brother's The Postmates thing.
Right.
I had to do it at the 10-minute mark and then...
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's weird, yeah.
But yeah, no, like if you ask, especially if you ask some of the guys like, you know, your brother would know for sure... You know, who they who
oh, he's
they
not
use.
Sharing that with me, though. He's not telling me that information.
He might be able to just be like, you know, I'll tell him, you know, send him your numbers.
To be honest, I don't even know how they just show up and then they have other people taking care of all that. That's okay. Why I'm asking you, because, like, right. I don't think he even knows.
Right. Or,
like, here, I know everything about it, and I upload all my stuff.
Or another thing is, like, a lot of these places. Like, as an example, I just got a Purple mattress. Have you ever heard of Purple mattress?
Oh, I had their sponsorship. Yeah,
oh, you did?
Yeah, they were my sponsors at one time. Yeah.
So if you go to Purple's website.
Yeah, then you had the promo code.
There's a lot of companies that have that, you know.
So
you can do it that way.
Oh, so you could directly hit them up directly.
Right. Or you could just, like,
out the middleman.
Yeah. If you go to Purple's website, they actually have a link that says, like, affiliates or something like that. And you could sign up as a influencer, I forget what it is.
Yeah.
And I think every time you sell, if somebody uses your code, you get like 10% of whatever
you
they
know
spend.
What? That's a great idea. So I could just do my own research.
You could do your own research and find
out.
What
about a ginger beer company?
That, you know,
I'm a fan of ginger beer.
I would recommend things that you actually enjoy and that
deodorants that I like,
that,
maybe,
or in things that are expensive enough where that you're actually getting money for it. You know, mattress. I think the mattress I got was just like $3,000, you know,
so one sale
is probably $300 or something like that.
Oh, so you got to start thinking. What are some other ones? So bed mattresses. What about like furniture or something?
Furniture, maybe. Yeah, I don't, you know, I've been lucky because of we have a marketing company that came to us.
Right, right.
And,
well, you guys have the numbers are just
off the charts. Sure, you get pretty good numbers. I mean, it seems like you
get
pretty
good
numbers.
Mine's all over the place. I mean, like, I'll do a vlog, I'll get 2,000, then, you know, my brothers, like Aunt Santino's, will do over 100,000, and then the normal will be 5,000 to 10,000.
Right,
it's so all over the place.
Right,
yeah, so. But, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah, but I'm sure these marketing companies would go, well, you're having Santino on this week? Well, we'll definitely like to sponsor you at the...
With that particular one.
Yeah.
That's smart. I could give them that option. Yeah. Like,
go, here,
beforehand,
here's my guest in the next 4 weeks.
Beforehand.
You can plan your podcast out by 2 months. Anyway.
I do that anyway. I do that. What's so funny about that? That's
because
what
you're the only one that does that. You know,
I'm the only one that does that?
Yeah, I had a panic attack.
Oh, people do it week by week?
Last week, you came up on my feed or something like that. I'm like, holy shit, I'm booked on his podcast. Did I forget? I'm like, oh God, it's next week.
So I do.
Because you did it so far. Like, I think
I did it a month in advance.
More than that, I think it was about 2 months ago.
Oh, I'm booked. Yeah, I'm ahead of.
You're way ahead.
I'm
That's
like
dangerous.
It is?
Yeah, because,
you're right.
Even when I said I could do it, there was a good possibility that, you know, I would have forgot. Or I would have booked something else.
Oh, no.
You know? Because I, like...
So is that bad? Because I thought I'd be, like, diligent.
Usually, if anything, I would say 2 to 3 weeks max.
2 to 3.
Yeah, 2 to 3 max.
2 to 3. Is that how Joe does it?
Yeah, I would probably say that's how every single person do. I on most of my podcasts, hey, do you want to do next Wednesday? Next Monday?
Like that.
It's like a week.
God, why am I... Like, I'm like a month ahead. God, that's yeah. I'm
I
already,
want to now look at my phone just to see.
Yeah, go
I
ahead.
Want,
take a look. I'm gonna look at my.
I want to see when the original text was. The original text that you put out was January 14th. You asked me.
What I did?
Yeah, and it is now March 17th.
Get out of town.
2 months.
Get out of town.
Look at this. Your first
January 4th. Whoa. You know what? So no one else. That's, no one else in the podcast game does that.
No one.
I don't
Not
know.
Even a month.
It's, you know, for me, I'm gonna let me defend myself. For me, it's like an OCD thing. It's like literally, it's like a compulsive thing where it's like a control thing where I'm like, okay, well, that month's all taken care of, you know, and then I have all my, you know, because I have like a whole, that board there, I write everything down as far as when I need to, you know, edit and then, you know, post.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is OCD.
Yeah, so it's like more of like, you know, like in school, like, it's like, I'm like, t- I'm like, t- um, I'm being strict now, opposed to I should have been like this in college.
Right.
But now I'm like, okay, I got to do this. I got a month. I'm going to make sure I hit all these people up. And, you know, but you're saying that people forget.
Yeah, I honestly, if I had not remembered last week, and you would have said yesterday, or I think you said, hey.
I reminded you.
You reminded me yesterday.
Yeah, and then that.
There's such a... high percentage of that I would have
forgotten.
Yeah.
Like it was 50-50.
It was 50-50. Yeah. You're lucky because of all this Corona thing. Cause like
cause you're chilling
already.
You're chilling.
Yeah. I actually had two podcasts today already.
Well, you did?
Yeah. I've already done two today.
Wait, which ones?
I did Brian Holtzman's podcast.
Oh, he's got one.
Yeah. I do his. Just started his.
I'm a fan of him.
Oh yeah.
I'm a fan of Holtzman.
Yeah. It's interesting.
My brother used to say, hey, Holtzman, hey, let's go watch him perform.
It's crazy,
and
man.
He'd be yelling. Shut up! Get out of here! I'm like, oh, this guy's the best.
Yeah, I just started his couple months ago, and then I do David Lucas.
Oh, you started his?
Yeah, so I did his at 2 o'clock, and then
what's his setup like? Where do you go? Do you have a facility?
I have a studio. Yeah,
where is that? Is that
in Burbank?
In Burbank.
Yeah,
is that All Things Comedy?
No, it's right next door to it though. I used to have it at the Ice House for like 9 years, and then they sold the Ice House to the owners of the Lakers.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So it's your own facility? Yeah. Like, do you rent it out monthly?
I rent it out, yep.
And then how many other podcasts do you hold there?
Right now I only do two or three, but I do Holtzman's, and I do another one called Brothers in Cursive, which is on Kill Tony. It's the two regulars, the redhead and the black guy. And they,
so you do they come up to you like, hey, I want to start something, or do they like, how does that work?
I think I came up to Holtzman
and said, hey, you should start a podcast.
Yeah, because he was Comedy Store was supposed to do one with him, and they kept on screwing him over, and like they didn't want to release it, and they said they wanted to edit it, they wanted to change Holtzman,
right?
And he was bitching about it. I'm like, you know what, tomorrow, what are you doing? Come to my studio, let's start it unedited, whatever you want to do.
Wow.
And so. That's.
I mean, like, cause God, man, you're an OG in this game. Like, how does that work as far as business? Like, do you have contracts ready? Like, how does that work? The business end.
The business end. I just do it.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, I don't.
It's
I
just
like
word of mouth.
Word of mouth, and
you just say, hey, I want this percentage.
Hand to shake. I don't do anything. Like when I start a podcast out, I just go, let's just get this thing going. You know, let's get. You know, once we start making money. Then let's talk about it, you know?
Right, but that's just, the way to do it.
Yeah, let's not worry about the fucking contracts. And
right. So. Yeah, I don't do contracts.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to rent out your space, how would we, let's say me and Eric Griffin wanted to start a movie podcast. Could we use your facility? Like, how would that work?
Well, see, that's the thing is that if you wanted to do that, I'd probably be down, but... Mm-hmm.
You're so busy, though, right?
Well, I mean, it depends, but it's pretty much all my shit there, you know what I mean? So I don't really rent it out, but
right.
If you guys wanted to start it, we could probably look at my schedule and see if I could fit you in on a day and start doing it,
right? Well, that's in the future. I still have to see where his head's at.
Yeah,
we gotta figure it out. Yeah,
he lives far away though, so
he lives way.
He's
I just want to get like a space, like not my space or not his space, where we could be like neutral ground. It's like a new vibe and everything, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we should talk in the future.
Yeah, for sure. For sure,
because I was thinking of doing more.
I don't know why that didn't come up, because weren't you do his podcast as well, right?
I just did it.
You just did it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't. Does he know that you do have access to all this and you're like in the game like?
Yeah.
That kind of boggles my mind why he wouldn't just ask you how I'm asking you.
Yeah
that's so weird. Well, an hour, we're out of time almost,
wow.
I think.
Great.
Well, 5 minutes. So now's the time. That was easy, right?
That was so easy, right?
Now I wanted to plug all your social and you know all your website and all that.
It's deathsquad.tv. That's every single podcast I've ever done. You can go back there and listen from 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and then Red Band on all social media, Twitter, Instagram. Mm-hmm. And no dates, because it's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world. Do you think it's going to, with this corona, I think we're doing...
I think we'll be fine.
Are you afraid? I think we're eventually going to all get it, right?
We'll probably get it, and it probably won't be bad.
It'll be like a flu or something.
Maybe a mild flu.
Yeah.
The bad thing is that I just don't see anyone going back to work or getting back to normal for probably in about a month.
Well, that's one thing about podcasts. You could just...
Right.
Content.
But
creators.
I do kind of... I'm going to miss just going to the Comedy Store. I'm going to miss just going to
the
restaurant.
Done?
Oh, yeah. Everything's closed.
What are they going to do their sets?
There's no sets right
now. You know what the future is? They're going to perform in the, like, live feeds.
Yeah. But the only problem with that is then once you do it once, then it's on the internet forever. Like, so many people are like, why don't you record your sets? And I'm like, because what if Netflix comes to me in like 6 months and wants to record? They've already seen all your shit. You know,
right,
that's the problem. A lot of people don't think of that. Like, it's unlike music where, you know, you could play the same song 100 times.
It's all right. I was just trying to think in advance.
Yeah. No, right now comedy's pretty much dead. That's why, every comedy club's closed.
So what are they going to do for work? Because that's a big chunk of their pay on the
road.
A lot
of people are suffering. So many people lost their jobs in this week.
What do you mean?
Because all these restaurants and places are closed. Like, a lot of companies, they're going to have to close for a month, and they're probably not going to reopen. They're probably going to go out of business because they can't afford to be not have any money for a month. You know?
Yeah, there's even the rental that's mandated that you're covered for 6 months or something like that.
Yeah.
Through this time.
Yeah. And so people are getting laid off. I know so many people that are laid off, and they said today that their unemployment rate's probably going to hit 20% this week.
Damn. Dude, do you believe we're living? This is so weird.
Happened before.
Yeah, this is crazy.
That's crazy.
This is nuts. So, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, I'd like for you to come back. I mean,
definitely.
If you're down. This is not too far from.
No, this is great.
Yeah. We're not going to say where I live, although, you know, people.
I like Silver Lake. It's
Silver Lake's fine. Yeah. This is actually Echo Park. Echo Park.
Oh, it's down the
street. Yeah. Okay, so we do have a Patreon. Attached to the podcast. If you wanted to support the Stevie Weeby Show, go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. I wanted to welcome the newest patrons, Andrew Sencion, Asa Henry, Jelly Bones, Jordan Kenny, Hector Colin, Fan Huang, Eric Lazema. I also have a website if you wanted to get some merch. I have a new shirt of my EP, Ode to My Pops, at StevieWeebyShow.com. The Instagram is Instagram/QUANGOU. I have a new EP, Ode to My Pops. It's just out digitally. Go to StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Check it out. If you like it, get the shirt. Tell a friend. I have a P.O. box also if you want to send stuff like hand sanitizer or toilet paper or whatever you want to send, ginger beer. Send your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Little Ray, he contacted me through this message.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
And this binary code message, and he said that he's close to being coming back and doing stuff. So, you know, look out for Little Ray. And if you want to support Little Ray, go get a Little Ray hoodie at StevieWeebyShow.com. We got zip up hoodies. I actually sent out for one, just sold one the other day. With that being said, thanks for tuning in. Little Ray's coming soon. Ode to My Pops EP. Thank you, Brian. Elbow.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows you don't want to sacrifice reliability for savings. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select LG appliances and purchase 2 or 3 select major appliances to get an additional 10% off. Save big on LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.